Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. There are so many of us that want to transform our lives, and we just don't know where to begin. So thank goodness for Diane Altomare. She joins us now to talk about her fantastic book, Clarity, 10 Proven Strategies to Transform Your Life. Hello, Diane. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, it's so great to have you on. One of the things that you talk about that I completely agree is when you look for fulfillment from external things, you're bound to be disappointed. I mean, that is so true. And it seems like so many of us use different things to escape and to try to, you know, find a way out, and it just ends up backfiring. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, so when we are looking for fulfillment from external things, we're going to be disappointed, because most of us have had that experience where we are working on something in our career, or we want that perfect relationship. And then when we finally achieve that, there can be that feeling of, that didn't fix how I was feeling inside. And the truth is that whatever it is that is going on within us and how we feel about who we are carries through regardless of whether we are successful or not. So it's really just a validation when we achieve some level of success that we're talented in certain ways. But if we don't feel good about who we are, we're ashamed of something that occurred in the past, when we get to that achievement, it can sometimes make us actually depressed, because we were hoping or under the illusion that that was going to fix us or make us feel better. And we see this a lot in stories of celebrities who have everything going for them and they've achieved this amazing level of success and they're still depressed, or they commit suicide, or they're acting out issues in other ways because of what they're grappling with internally.
Exactly. So what's the best way to look at that, and what in terms of what's going on for them and what's going on for us internally, so we can get to the root of the problem instead of trying to get higher and higher in our career or have the perfect relationship or the perfect house, or the perfect car, and all that kind of stuff?
The first step, and it is step one of clarity, or chapter one of clarity, is to reconnect to ourselves. We need to be able to understand who we are, how we're feeling, and what is really going on with us. Are we really happy? Do we feel fulfilled? And if not, what is happening, or what's keeping us from creating what we really want? And that connection will help you to understand why different things in your life are triggering you or affecting you in certain ways. And once you're really connected to who you are and what you want and why you're feeling a certain way, it is so much easier to create what you want or to affect change in something or in some area of your life that just isn't working.
You know, I think that makes so much sense. I also love how you talk about positive affirmations. You know, one of the things, my daughter has a lot of anxiety, and lately she'll be like, I hate school. It's never going to get better. I'm going to have a terrible day. Everything's going to go wrong. And I was like, oh my gosh, no. Stop saying that. You've got to like think positive. The school will get better. I'm going to have a good day. Like, and it's really hard when you get this negative mindset. How do you have advice for that? Because I'm sure other people deal with that in their lives, whether it's their own mind or somebody that they love.
Yes, and what you just shared is so powerful, because it happens for all of us at different times in our life. Yeah. We have something that we're experiencing that someone else will say, just think positive and it's going to get better. And the truth is, it's not okay for us right now. And yeah, that's really what needs to be validated. So I talk about in clarity that we have to honor our emotions. If she's saying, I hate school, just validating, I understand, honey, that you hate school, and do you want to talk more about that and tell me how you feel about it? And in step six, I lay out listening to the voice of our emotions. And it's a great thing to give our kids, because instead of just saying, I hate school, she wants to express why that is happening for her. And sure. It is so much easier to do when we can use the tools in step six, where we're really connecting with the voice or expression of that emotion. So sometimes we'll feel frustrated, for example, and we'll just say, I'm frustrated. And we don't know what to do with that emotion. And if we give it a voice or an expression, that frustration might sound like, I'm not good enough, things never work out for me, this is not going to turn out the way I want to. And you can probably hear in my languaging that I'm getting more connected to why I'm frustrated and yeah. what from the past is coming up. And it gives me then insight and, as I share in step six, how to then really express that emotion. So you're honoring it. You are validating how you're feeling, and then you express it to get it out of your body instead of just putting a positive affirmation on top of it, because that just doesn't work.
I'm so glad you said that, and I should go back and say, when I would say no, no, no to her, I'm thinking that no, 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 but I do get her to talk about it, and I did read your book. I do what you know. I love your advice, and I put it into action, and it was. Then she was able to share with me, you know, what was going on. I think that is so key. You know, I also love the foolproof circle technique. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so the foolproof circle technique is really a visual you can use to identify how different things are showing up in your relationship. So in the book, I use it specifically to have you illustrate for yourself how destructive grudges, resentments, and not resolving issues can be in a relationship. But you can really use it for anything that you want to bring into that relationship or experience. So for a moment, just imagine that you're standing in front of the other person in your relationship and you're close to each other. There's just a small space that's separating you. And imagine taking a piece of chalk and drawing a small circle between the two of you, just like you did in grade school on the blacktop. And then picture every time that you have a negative judgment about this person, every time you hold on to a resentment, every time you say something negative or judgmental, or you choose not to forgive them for what they've done or said, negative energy goes into that space. And that circle gets wider and deeper. And what happens is eventually it gets bigger and bigger, and it creates a larger separation between the two of you and pushes you farther apart. And this is what happens in relationships or marriages after years and years of things that haven't been resolved. Often the space is so massive that people can't find their way back to each other.
And that can be devastating. And if they were able to talk about it all the way through, you could avoid a lot of this heartache.
And by really visualizing this circle, we can become conscious of what we're putting into it every day and make some simple, immediate adjustments to what we're bringing into our relationships.
I have to say, I just think you are absolutely fabulous. And we got to come back, because there is so much more to talk about. We have about a minute left. If you just want to wrap up a little bit and what people are, and more stuff they're going to take away from your fabulous book.
Yeah, I just wanted to also share that in regards to positive affirmations, the reason that they don't work for many of us is because we're affirming for ourselves something that isn't true. We feel like it's not possible for us. And that creates inner conflict. So just think about those moments. If you ever said an affirmation, I'm powerful, I'm amazing, I'm so happy, and then immediately your internal voice snaps back with, no, you're not. And it's very simply because we have a belief in place that is in opposition of what it is we're affirming. And getting to that belief is really the most important piece that we can do.
Diane, I know Andrea is going to want to talk to you, my co-host who's off today, so you've got to come back. In the meantime, people can check you out at Diane Altomare on Twitter. I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea will be back, and I'm so glad you listened to Naturally Savvy. Everyone stay well and have a great day.